that show. Still am, actually. I watch it on repeat all the time. It's on Plex now. I do download that here and there. But anyway, joining us, big announcement yesterday and swearing in, Belleville Police Service swearing in brand spanking new Chief Murray Rodd, Police Chief of Belleville Service, and also along with him, Deputy Police Chief Sherry Meeks. And joining us, we have the Chief. Welcome, and of course, good morning. Welcome to Mix Nation, Chief Murray Rodd.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on.
I hear you're on the beat already.
Yeah, I'm out doing some traffic observation in the area of Sydney and Bell.
Oh, have you already given any
right
tickets
now
yet?
Are you getting a milkshake at Reed's Dairy?
Not yet.
Hey, listen, here's a bit of a tip for you, Chief. If you're heading up Sydney Street, you know, and back to the police station, don't go over 40 kilometers an hour. You will be in a community safety zone. We'll be doubling the fines on you.
Thank you.
as per usual, those speed zones and the school zones, yeah, of course, are heavily monitored now, that's for sure. Now, yesterday, a very busy day for you being sworn in and, of course, coming kind of back into the career.
Yes, I'm very excited to join this fabulous police service. It's just been such a transformation has occurred with this service over the last, I guess, three chiefs, really. But the new police station and the wonderful team, the technology and the talent is just outstanding. I'm just honored and humbled to be part of it.
And I can certainly back up what you're saying, having been involved myself, Chief. But it is unusual to get back in. For you had a long career with Peterborough Police. You were the chief there for 10 years. But for the last 6 years, what have you been doing?
So when I retired, I had a full 35-year career. I was chief for 10 years, a full decade. And I had an opportunity just before I retired to work with Trent University, developing a honors degree in community safety and policing. And it was intended to change the culture and the kind of orientation and focus of a modern police officer or civilian that would work in policing. And so that led to teaching a leadership program for police leaders across the province with some colleagues, a mixture of academic subject matter experts and seasoned veteran police leaders. So that's what I was sort of busy with. And, of course, community volunteering. And I have a hobby farm, a little 50-acre farm that I keep cattle at during the summer. But I kept thinking if the right opportunity came along to work in a community, a city similar size to what I understand scope and scale and the dynamics of a community, I would jump at that opportunity. And it took this long, but it came along, and I'm very pleased.
Oh, wonderful. So, Chief Murray, I just have a quick question. Now that you're new here in the area and it's your new position, what are your plans or you have any aspirations now in your new role as the Chief of Police here in Belleville?
Well, like all communities struggling with the issues of addiction and homelessness, mental health, those are key issues that, while they're not criminal in nature, they're unsettling and it does impact community well-being. And so I'm looking very forward to working with our community partners and key community leaders to see if we can have different conversations and find new approaches. And I believe that if anybody can crack the code on this, it'll be this community, because you have a very engaged police services board, community stakeholders and partners. And the recent events of August really got everybody's attention. So I think the time is right to mobilize the community on these issues.
Well, Chief, you know, absolutely a pleasure to have you on the air this morning. We wish you all the best and welcome to the friendly city.
Well, thank you so much, and we certainly will be looking forward to working with you and our media partners going forward.
All the best.
Thanks so much.